Gemara goes Vayter, we're going Vayter, we're covering ground. We're already on Daf Hamad Aleph. I hope to finish Hay. And there's a sugya on Hamad Beis that I want to do. I'm not sure we're going to get to it before the Bechina. We might have to start from there. Chevra. The Gemara says as follows. Iboy Lahu, right? Is that where the sugya starts? Amarav. No, Amarav. Amarav, Haiman de boy lemeidan dina, a person who wants to be dan, viitoi mi boy lemiftere, and if he makes a mistake. People make mistakes in life. The point is to fix it. The point is to take the shmooze and fix your mistakes. Viitoi mi boy lemiftere lishkal reshusa mi beresh galus. If you want to be potter from the mistake that you made, that you paskin shaloka din, and now you want to be exempt from the mistake that you did. Because what is that? The Gemara says, right? The Gemara discusses that a dayan should really, who made a mistake, who gave money to the wrong person, should be chayev, not karban, should be chayev al dina de garmi. It's like a person who's mazik to an extent. So you should be chayev for that din of dina de garmi. V'itoi miboy l'mifter. So if you want to say that you're going to be putter and you don't have to be nervous about making a mistake in the judgment, lishko reshusa mi beirish kalusa. Rabosai, our sugya today, Hashkacha Pratis, has to do with Chanukah. Not just because of the shmuz I just gave. Lishko Rishus Mibei Resh Galusa. He should get Rishus before he paskins from who? From the Resh Galusa. Who was the Resh Galusa? The Resh Galusa was the head in which area? In Bavel. V'chein Amar Shmuel, Lishko Rishus Mibei Resh Galusa, so too Shmuel says. Pshita Mehacha Lahasam. I know that that works from Bavel, right? And from the Nasi, the Av Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, right? That it works for Eretz Yisrael. But what about carrying over? What about working over the bridge? What about working from one area to another area? What about the easy pass toll? What about the $15? What about working from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel? Does the reshus of the leader in their respective areas work to exempt a dayan that makes a mistake in the other area? You hear the question, Avitan? Good. Umehacha lahasam mahani. Mehacha lahasam, from here, which is where, in Bavel, to Eretz Yisrael, it works. Dahacha shevet vahasam mechokek. These are the Resh Galusas, the heads of the Bezdin in Bavel, the leaders in Bavel, that have the ability to implement law and have the ability to even hit, right, with the Shevet, Umechoikik Mebein Raglov, and who is the Mechoikik Mebein Raglov? Who is the ruler in that's called Mebein Raglov? Elu bnei banav shel hilo shemalabnim toyer b'rabim. That those are the leaders in Eretz Yisrael that are the nesiim. Mehasam lahacha mai. What about from Eretz? So the Gemara assumes as a davar pashut from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they have overarching authority. They can, if you got reshus from the Resh Galusa, Mori, you're in good shape. You do not have to worry about judging in a wrong way or about making a mistake. You are off the hook and aptur tashlumin, no question. What about from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel? Does Eretz Yisrael to Bavel work? That's the Gemara Shkasha. Mai Toshma. So we have a proof. The Rabba Barchana Dondina Vita'a. He made a psak halacha and he made a mistake. Also, the Kamei Reb Chiya came to Reb Chiya. Amarle. He said to them, Ikablu chale lo tishalim. If the litigants made a Kabbalah, so Rabosai, what does that mean? That there's another way to exempt a dayan from his Ptur Tashlumin through what? Through their acceptance, through the Kabbalah. So he says, if they were Makabal on you, your Psak, so then you're Patur from Tashlumin. V'ilo, but if they were not Makabal on themselves, Zil Shlim, then you have to pay. Because obviously you don't have a Ptur Tashlumin. Frek the Gemara Kasha, and this is the Gemara's proof. For Rabba Barachana Rishus Havanokit, but Rabba Barachana had Rishus from where? From Eretz Yisrael. Shema Mina, you see from there, yeah, but where was his Din Torah? His Din Torah was in Bavel. Shema Mina, Mehasam Lahacha, Loi Mahani, Shema Mina. So you see from here, Zokta Gemara, that even though Bavel's Rishus works to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael's Rishus from the Nasi, which is not the Reish Galusa, only works in Eretz Yisrael proper. Eretz Yisrael does not carry over the bridge, does not go over the easy pass, and say that it even works for a Dayan Shetah in Bavel. Yeah, Abitan.
What's the idea of getting Rishus?
Getting Rishus now...
So it's either it's allowed or not, like either you could...
Oh, no, 100%. Rishus definitely pothers you from a mistake because you're working with the authority of the Reish Galusa. We'll see in a second why we would differentiate between certain authorities.
If you didn't have Rishus, then
it's not having Rishus or not a Rishus, it's insufficient authority. Meaning the person wasn't powerful enough to go into all these areas, and we'll talk about it in a second. Right?
So if
you have Rishus from the...
You only have one person to be a Dayan, and he doesn't need Rishus.
No, it's not true. Smicha is not the same necessarily as being qualified as a dayan doesn't necessarily mean that you have rishus and you met with the Reish Galusa that now you're going to be even totally trusted and being able to paskin that we're not worried that you're going to make a mistake.
He allows a specific person. It's not like every time there's a case he says okay. You're
exactly. Rishus is in addition to being qualified to be done. Right, exactly. Rishus is a totally separate entity. Right. And Rishus is not synonymous with Smicha, and Rishus is not synonymous with what we were talking about yesterday, even in a non-Samacha, Gamar V'Savir. You could be very learned, but you didn't actually get Rishus, that now if you're going to be done, you can. We saw yesterday even, right? The Rambam holds that you can't don against the person Bal Karcha, against his will. But even the Rambam agrees, once you have Rishus, so that's a higher level, then now you can even don Bal Karcha.
Just curious... Tashma, we bring. You were saying Rechia had rishus from Eretz Yisrael. That's how we started it, and then we explained.
Rabbi Barachana got rishus, right?
From Rechia and Eretz Yisrael,
right?
And
that doesn't work for Bava.
Oh, because Rabbi Barachana was in Eretz Yisrael at the time.
Was Dan Dina in Bava? He got rishus from Eretz Yisrael, and that's insufficient for Bava.
Oh, in the proof we say it's insufficient.
Right.
So, okay.
No, but because he was because of Kabbalah, not because of Rishus. Gemara asked, why did he need to say to him, were you there, Mekabel you? He had Rishus. Must be that the Rishus from Eretz Yisrael doesn't help for Bavel. Right? Ezra?
It sounds like it is working. He got Rishus.
He got Kabbalah from the litigants, but the Rishus would have been insufficient, says the Gemara. That's the proof of the Gemara. Why does he need Kabbalah? Why do you have to go Avenue 2? Why can't you just say that the Rishus that he got from the Nasi works? The answer is, it was only Rishus from the Nasi. It's not Rishus from the Reish Galusa. So therefore you see that the Reish Galusa is higher. Rabosai, is this Gemara a little interesting to you? Bavel is more important than Eretz Yisrael, Iram? Bavel, Eretz Yisrael is the Spitz. Eretz Yisrael, we go to Eretz Yisrael for Shana Alf Shana Bet to get serious. We don't stay in YU for Shana Alf Shana Bet. Right, come on, this is Bavel, this is Chutz Laaretz. What's going on over here? Doesn't the Gemara always say Eretz Yisrael is a higher level? Zokta, he says, Dira Maskel Dahacha. Mashma, Deshevet Adif. The person who's a Shevet, who is representative in our Gemara of the Reish Galusa, he's Adif. V'hada Amr Perak Malkum Shenagu Frek Taisvis. I, the Gemara, in Pesachim says, Avam Yubavel Eretz Yisrael, Kevin Da'anan Kaifinon Le'abdin and Kavasayu. But when you're going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and you want to know if you should follow the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says, by the way, all the Gemara is about whether or not you should follow the Minig on Malkum is in this Perek, Makom Shenagu in Pesachim. And the Gemara says, when a person goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he should follow the Minig in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the Spitz. Eretz Yisrael is the top. Eretz Yisrael, Anan Kaifinalu Avdinan Kavasayu. We're subordinate to them. We're underneath their authority. So what is the Gemara in Pesachim Mashma? That what's subordinate to what? What?
Bavel is subordinate to Eretz
Yisrael. Bavel is below Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
That's what's Mashma.
And our Gemara is Mashma.
They're
the opposite. So Frektais Zakasha, what's the din? Om Rabbi Nitam, listen to Rabbi Nitam very carefully. Omer Ibn Atam, and it's not clear what Tosis is saying. This is a very important Tosis. The honey mili b'milsa de iser v'heter de b'nei Eretz Yisrael chachim yitve. In the world of psak, of yoredeya, of iser v'heter, of things that you need a Talmud Chacham for, a hora'ah, then Eretz Yisrael is superior. Da avira de Eretz Yisrael machkin. Because as we know, the Gemara tells us that the avir, even the air of Eretz Yisrael, has that effect and allows people to become more successful and smarter and greater in their learning. And that's exactly what the Gemara says, or Bosai, what's in the pasuk that was said in Parshas Vayechi, lo yosur shivet mi Yehuda, u'mechoykik b'bein raglov, what's u'mechoykik b'bein raglov, elu melamdim tamidei chachamim, right? In Eretz Yisrael, right? Which status is that? The mechoykik b'bein raglov is talking about who? Not the Reish Galusa, but rather the Nasi. That's exactly what Tosis is saying. Because in the world of melamdim Torah, in the world of knowledge of learning, that he's actually better, and that's why he's called a mechaykik, because mi malambe Torah barabim, like the Gemara says. Because in limud haTorah, what's better, Eretz Yisrael or Bavel? Eretz Yisrael. So mechaykim b'bein raglav is better in limud haTorah. But here in our Gemara, we're talking about a totally different thing. We're both saying this is fascinating. There's another dimension to Beis Din, and there's another dimension to the Netilas Rishus, which is not necessarily about knowledge in Torah. What's hafkas mamun? To affect whether or not a psak of a Beis Din and gave money to the wrong litigant, whether or not you want it to be effective or not, that is obviously going to need to be mafkia mamun. That's going to say that your money is not yours, and now it really is okay that the dayan paskin incorrectly. That's hafkas mamun. Li pater, in order to exempt and exonerate the dayan for the mistake he made, the hefker Beis Din hefker. That is through a new avenue of halacha, Rabosai. That's through hefker Beis Din hefker, and therefore Tosis says, fascinating Tosis. Adifi bnei bavel de ikri shevet, that the pasuk calls them a shevet. Why are they called a shevet? Sheroiden es ha'am b'makel. Zok Tais is something fascinating. Rabbi Isai, if you would have asked me before I opened up this sugya, before we went to start at Shir today, before we learned these Mar Makamas, I would have told you, how does Beis Din have the koyach to now change halacha and work through the halachas of Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker? I would have said, Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker? They're Talmidei Chachamim. The Torah grants the koyach, just like they make dinim, they make zeras, they have jurisdiction and authority in the world of mammon, and therefore, that's what should follow. And the better you are in the world of learning, and in limud Torah barabim, and harbatzas Torah, the more koyach you have in that area of also hefker Beis Din hefker and dinim mammon. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, not so fast. Not true. I'm sorry to rearrange your whole understanding and your whole perception of Yiddishkeit, but I'm trying to present something new to you, and I see it from a Gemara in Sanhedrin Hey Amad Aleph, which contrasts a Gemara in Psachim on Daf Nun Aleph. It might be true that in the world of learning, Eretz Yisrael is Adif. It might be true that in the world of Limud Torah, that the Nasi is higher than the Reish Galusa. But let me tell you this. There's a totally separate stature of authority in the world of Mammon, which doesn't necessarily correlate to the level of learning, and that's from Shevet Yehuda. Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda mi Yehuda, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is the source for not only a melech, but is the source for one of the functions of the melech, of controlling monetary law, which ultimately mimics his authority in Bavel, which is the representative of the Reish Galusa. The Reish Galusa, the head of the Batei Dinim in Bavel, had to be from Shevet Yehuda. Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda, because he had an aspect of Malchus. Like the Pasuk says. An aspect of Malchus doesn't necessarily mean you're the biggest Talmud Chacham. And that's why, says Tosfos, finishes up Tosfos, that the Reish Galusa came from the Zcharim, from the Yichus, from the Shvatim, Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. The Brisker Rav writes in Parshas Vayelech, Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. Shevet is always something that follows who? The father or the mother? Like the Pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar says, the Yichus, whether you're Kohen or a Levi, applies based on the father. Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. The Scharim from the Scharim of the Yehuda, like Tosfos just finished up. But when it comes to the Nesiyah,
not the Scharim, even the Nekevis, even outside of the Shevet.
That's a role that's more totally, the Nasi is the Avbezdin, is the Sanhedrin, a more qualified person in the world of what? Of Avirat Eretz Yisrael Machkim, of the Lima Torah, of the Lama Torah, the Rabbim. And it's Mamish Meduyuk. What Tosfos is saying is Meduyuk in the Gemara. Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda, Elu Roshi Begolos Shevabavel. Not that they were able to learn. Not that they were superior in learning. Sheroidim Es Yisrael B'Shevet. They were the authoritative leaders. They were right there, as Yisrael. They hit, they smite, they took their makelis, and they enforced the law. They were law enforcement. That's the Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. U'mechoykik mevein raglov. But those that are outside, the leaders in Eretz Yisrael, the mechoykik, the people, mechoykik comes from the Lashon, the Rishonim write, choyk tachos, that they engrave, they write svarim, mevein raglov, that can even be from the kevas, mevein raglov. I think that Mibein Raglov is also a remez to Nekevus. That's where the kids come from, Mibein Raglov. Elu b'nei balav shel hilo b'nei shalamad b'nei Torah b'rabim. That's totally in Lima Torah. Elu b'nei balav shel hilo, Mickey, shalamad b'nei Torah b'rabim. And teach Torah, watch out, make sure you go quick. Shalamad b'nei Torah b'rabim. They are a function of Lima Torah. They are a function of, not necessarily law enforcement, they are enforcing the Nesiyim of being an Avbezdin, of having superior learning stature. Comes along the Dvar Avram, Kovna Rav, who was Mamish, the Gadol Ador in the time, the beginning of World War II. He was Nebuch killed in World War II. The Dvar Avram in Simen Aleph, in his first Simen in his Truvus, quotes our sugya, and he proves from here a fascinating idea. He says, you see, that Tosfos is saying the authority of Reish Galusa, which is the overarching authority above and beyond the Nesiyim from Eretz Yisrael, and you have it in your WhatsApp group, I took a picture of it and I sent it to you guys last night. You see that not only is it the Reish Galusa is a function of an authoritative, implementing law enforcement position that might not necessarily be the most learned position. You see another thing. What else do you see? Why does, what Abitan asks, why does Rishus work? How does Rishus make you exempt from paying? What are the three words I'm looking for? How does Rishus getting permission affect that now a dayan that made a mistake is now going to be exempt? Three words. Hefker Beznav. Who said that?
Four words.
Excellent. Hefker Beznav. Yeah, that's true.
That's why I didn't want to say it.
I hear. Okay. Sorry. You're right. My bad. My bad. My bad. No, he's right. He's right. You know why I did that? Because when you write it, Hefker Bad Hefker.
We know.
Sorry. Four words. Hefker Beznav. But now, Steinberg, I have a question for you. Says the Dvar Avram, what you see from Tosfos is not only that the Reish Galusa's authority is another function other than Limud HaTorah. Now you see something fascinating from our sugya. Now you see that Hefker Bezdin Hefker has nothing to do with what? Limud HaTorah. Hefker Bezdin Hefker and all of its manifestations in Halacha and the fact that now there's going to be a concept that's going to affect Dine Mamanis is more of Halacha, says the Dvar Avram, that has to do with authority, Srara, Memshola, who's in control, who has a power, who has the ability to enforce, and not necessarily what? Tali Yalim Adatara Tami De Chachamim.
Is that
That's what you see clearly from our divrei tesis. So? One second. I wouldn't necessarily say this.
And therefore says the Dvar Avram that similar to this idea is a Rabbeinu Yoina in Baba Basra that is an unbelievable Mar Makom that Rabosai, you're not going to want to forget this Rabbeinu Yoina. Because I'm sure it's going to come up in Hak on your Shabbos lunch table, even with your parents. Everyone throws around in all these discussions and scholar residents that come and talk about different topics. Dina de Malchusa Dina. You know, Dina de Malchusa Dina. I want to follow the law of the land. What's the mucker for Dina de Malchusa Dina? Who says you have to follow the law of the land? Halacha is halacha. Who says that I have to listen to anything else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who says that I have to listen to Mayor de Blasio? To Barack Obama. Halacha says I have to. What's the mucker? Comes along the Rabbeinu Yoina in Baba Basra and says, I'll tell you the mucker for Dina de Malchusa Dina, and I'll tell you how it works. It's very simple, says the Rabbeinu Yoina. And it's spelled with four words. Some would say three. What are those three, four words? Four words. Hefker. Best in Hefker.
Rabbeinu Yoina says in Baba Basra and Daf Nundalot of Abizibah Iram, something that they discuss always, all the scholar and residents talks, Dina de Malchusa Dina, Rabbeinu Yoina gives a source for such a concept. The function of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Now, when I look at this Rabbeinu Yoina, says the Dvar Avram, I'm shocked. I would have thought Hefker Bezdin Hefker is something that's applicable to who, Barnish? It's applicable, I don't know, Brzezinski. It's applicable to Ray Baum. It's applicable to Neuberger or Zalovsky. It's applicable to Paimanievsky. To Barack Obama. To Donald Trump, potentially. Are you talking? Hefker, Bezdin Hefker is going to talk? Is it going to go to such a person? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, yeah. Says the Dvar Avram, this is not something new to those of you that are learning Sanhedrin, Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Because you already see from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, Lautman, that what? That you see that the Tosis is telling you that although you thought intuitively the koach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker and Dini Mamanis should have been from those that are more qualified in learning, that's not what the Gemara is saying. Lo Yasser Shevet Miyehuda means what? Those that can enforce the law. And therefore Rabbeinu Yoina takes it one step further and says that what, Rabosai? That could even be law enforcement that's governing over you. From what? From a non-Jewish government. From Dina de Malchusa Dina. And therefore those things are synonymous. Now, what the Rabbeinu Yoina, which is another Chiddush, which I wanted to point out to you, not necessarily connecting directly to our sugya, Rabbeinu Yoina says another Chiddush in that same line. He says there that, and with that, that they have the koach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so therefore they have a koach to be mafkir and mafkia, the mammon that you own. This money is not mine anymore. Okay? That's what Rabbeinu Yoina says is a function of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So Rabbeinu Yoina is not only saying a chiddush that Hefker Bezdin Hefker applies to the Dina de Malchusa Dina, the non-Jewish government, he's also saying a chiddush in his understanding of what? Of how Hefker Bezdin Hefker works. Who is a bar plukta of Rabbeinu Yoina that we learned already back in Elul by Shemitah Shira? Rashba. The Rashbin Gittin is trying to solve the following question. The Gemara asks, about the concept of Prozbo. And then the Gemara introduces a question that potentially, and the Gemara says that the way Prozbo works is through the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And the Gemara quotes Psukim on Daf Lamed Vav Mebeis and Gittin, which is the source for the concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Comes along the Rashba and says this concept of Prozbul doesn't only work
on a level of derabbanon in shmita bezman hazeh, but it can even work to absolve and remove the iser deraisa, even shmita deraisa, because the malva that's now going to collect through this document, through the prizval, is as if he has the money and Bezdin took the money out of the Lobos Rishos and granted it and was makneh to the Malveh. So says the Rashba, Rabosei, we pointed this out in El Shurim, but it's important for you to remember this. Says the Rashba, when you're talking Hefker Bezdin Hefker and you're talking Prusbol, which is a function of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, the Chazal did not only mafkia the Momon, they weren't only mafkir the Momon, but actually they were makneh to someone else. And that is the debate, Rabbeisai, based on this Rashba, is the debate amongst the Paiskim, whether or not a Kinyan Derabbanan will work on a level of Deoraisa. Do Chazal have the ability to change the ownership of an item, or they only have the ability to be mafkir, and they can't now make an effect on a level of Deoraisa to Kinyanim Derabbanan? Rabbeisai, Rabbeinu Yoina clearly is disagreeing with this Rashba. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, will a Prusbol ever help Shmita b'Deraisa? The answer is what?
No.
Against the Rashba. It's not so problematic, because if you look in your notes in Prusbol, you'll see that Rashi and Tosas on Gittin Lamed Vav in the days didn't agree about this topic. The Machloikis had to read the Gemara. Whether or not Prusbol was being miyashev, that original question of whether or not it would work even by Shvius bizman abayis. Shvius by, can Prusbol work in a deraisa scenario? Can a takana of Hefker bezin Hefker remove the issue of a malva not being able to collect money, which is an iser deraisa? And it's a machlekes not only Rashi and Tosfos Ezra Stern, but it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivi. This all comes down to how you understand the nature of Hefker Bezin Hefker. Is Hefker Bezin Hefker only a koyach lahafkir? Or is Hefker Bezin Hefker an overarching koyach to even be makne? That's just a side, a little bit of a tangent Rebbe Osai, but very, very fundamental by this Rebbe Yonah. But the reason why I'm getting into this Rebbe Yonah is from the first Chiddush. Rebbe Yonah says something fascinating. Rabosa doesn't stop only by Rabbeinu Yoina. Comes along the Dvar Avram, and Dvar Avram says he thinks this idea of the Rabbeinu Yoina, that Dina de Malchus Adina, Rabosa, Dina de Malchus Adina is a function of Hefker Bezin Hefker, and Hefker Bezin Hefker is not necessarily a function of knowledge and Torah or being the biggest Talmud Chacham, but rather authority and Memshala and Srara. I think there's a marker for this, quoted in the Ramah, in Simon Gimel and Hilchas Dayanim, from the Chuvas HaRivosh. Simon Gimel is talking about all these dinim of Adai and Shetah, and they've got Rishos, and says the Ramah something fascinating, that's Nogeil Lamaisa Bizman Hazeh. What if you have a Dayan, says the Rivosh, that got Rishos from who? From the Melech, from a Goyish king. O asar hamemuna biiro de zebechlal dina de malchusa loheshet dayanim b'shoiftim misheratza. Says the Ramah, suggests the Ramah based on the Chuvas HaRivosh, that should work. That not only does Netkila Netilas Rishus and Argamara work from the Reish Galusa or from the Nasi, at least in Eretz Yisrael, but says the Rivosh, the Chuvas HaRivosh, that would even work for what? From what?
Non-Jewish.
A non-Jewish king. Very similar to Ushita, to Rabbeinu Yoina. But Rabbi Isai, in my opinion, I think that this might be Talena Machlekes Rashi and Tosis in our sugya. Let's see the Gemara.
Wouldn't it be different from Rabbeinu Yoina? Because he said anyone was on a non-Jewish king.
Well, it's based on Dina Machus Dina. What's the thing?
If that can, like, that's
if it's a
Rishus,
who he says because of Dina Malchus Adina, Rama said Dina Malchus Adina. No, he says not just the king. He says Sar HaMemuna. No. What does Rashi say on our daf?
Shevet loshon srara. Shevet is a loshon of authority. V'yeshlan rishus lahafker dehefker bezdin hefker. And they have those. They have the ability to give rishus. Why? And you're going to be exempt from tashlumin if you make a mistake. Dechsiv v'chol asher yavo, like the pasuk says in Gemara Gittin. The Gemara quotes this pasuk in Ezra for that chiddush of the Rashba, right? The two psukim quoted there. Mechoikek srara muetis. Sheroiden es ha'am. This is the Rashi I want you to read. Sheroiden es ha'am, that they enforce the law. Sheyesh lem koyach uverishus me'es malchei pras. From the Persian Empire. Rabbi Isai, apparently, one second. I'm getting to you. Sorry, I don't remember. I don't forget your question. Apparently, the Pashup Shat, says the Rivash in Rashi, is that what? Is that you can even have not only a Resh Galusa, you can even have a king from a Gentile, from a non-Jewish empire, from Paras, from a Persian empire, and they have the ability to what? To control whether or not you will be exempt from your mistaken judgment. What would I add on to Rashi? That Rashi is very similar to who? To the Rabbeinu Yonim of Abasra. That the Rabbeinu Yonim of Abasra is understanding that Dina de Malchusa Dina is what? Is based on Srara. Is based on authority. Is not necessarily a halachic, necessarily, and based on Talmud Torah. And therefore, they have that koyach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, even a Gentile, a non-Jewish empire. And that's where the Ramah gets from the Rivash, from Arashi, emanating from Arashi, that don't think that Resh Galusa and Bavel is limited to someone who has a beard and a kapata. No, and a frak, no. It's even anyone who has authority, who has that koyach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And we already have proofs that Hefker Bezdin Hefker is something that's granted to what? To a non-Jewish empire. Rabosai, what if you don't agree to the Rabbeinu Yaina and you hold Hefker Bezdin Hefker is limited in the world of Halacha and to Lamdonim and Rabbonim? So how do you have a source for Din and Malchusadina? Are there any other sources for Din and Malchusadina? So there is. The Rashbam and Bava Basra on that same Daf, on Daf and Dalit, says that the source for Din and Malchusadina is Haskama. You live in Washington Heights? You agree to live here, so that means that you're being masna and you're saying I'm going to follow the law of the land, and in dinim ominous and those dinim, whatever you make a tanai about is binding. That's what you're agreeing to. But it's a kabbalah al das the people. They accepted willingly when they moved into this area that this was the way of the land that they're going to follow. That's what enforces dinim de malchus dinim. It's an understood acceptance and commitment, and you know, and you went into this contract and understanding that these are the laws that are going to be the way of the land. This is the Rashbam of Abasra. Or one could take the Ran in Nedarim's approach. The Ran in Nedarim says that it's a function, the fact the king rules it because he conquered it. It's a function of Kibush Muhammad. He owns the land. You want to play? You want to be in my house? You play by my rules. You want to get out of my house? Then you don't have to play by my rules. But as long as you're in my house, says the Ran, you're playing by my rules. Makes sense. It's Kibush Mechavah. He conquered it. He owns it. Therefore, says the Ran in the Dharma, Daf Chav Chesem et Aleph, B'chidish La'alacha, guess what we're going to say? Dina de Malchus Adina doesn't apply where? There's one place in the world, in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ran, because no one owns Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a shutfus of all Am Yisrael. And there is no concept of Dina Malchus Adina. So we're not binded and locked in to the Rabbeinu Yonah's approach to Dina Malchus Adina, and therefore obviously agree that every Malchus and Goyesha empire has automatically Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But what it sounds like in our Rashi is that he is going similar routes, and he is understanding that there is something to the effect of what the Dvar Avram is building from our Gemara to authority in Halacha and in monetary law and laws of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's governed by who's authoritative, who's on top, and therefore it's not going to necessarily be limited to the Rabbanim. But Rabbi Isai asked Max Harvey Steinberg the following question, and he was Baruch Hashem Mechavin to the Tumim. To Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz and the Tumim and Simen Gimel and Sifkot and Vav. But before I get to this step, I want to make one other aura. I don't think, though, that one can fit Tosfos into this idea of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Although the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, used Tosfos to bring to our recognition that in the Gemara there is an authority, and Hefker Bezdin might be totally on an authoritative position, and that's why in the world of Mammon, Bavel might supersede what? Eretz Yisrael. But what does Tosfos end off with the last four words? According to Tosfos, when I read the end of Tosfos, would I apply such a din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker to a non-Jewish empire? Would I say like the Tshuvas HaRivash? The answer is what?
No.
I only see any inkling of truth of the psak of the Rivash of the Ramah, that even a melech that's a Gentile in a non-Jewish empire that has the ability and the authority to give me jurisdiction and the ability to even pater mitashlumen and implement hefker bezin hefker, only if I heard like which Rishon in our Gemara? Shitas Rashi. But in the world of Tosfos, although I might see this concept of this dichotomy that there is two levels, and in the world of Mammon, Bavel might be greater than Eretz Yisrael, but everyone has to be in which world? The Jewish world. Everyone with me on this? That's, I think, clear from Tosfos. Steinberg, yeah? Maskim?
He said, yeah.
Even if in Torah to Tosfos there are two levels, there's Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, and not necessarily the Hefker Bezdin Hefker has to follow that you have to be the biggest Talmud Chacham and the biggest knowledge of Torah, but Tosfos limits it to the world of Jews. He doesn't extend it outside of Malchus because he says Scharim and Nekevus. Even the Scharim is more limited. According to Tosfos, it has to be from the Shevet of Yehuda, from the Scharim of Yehuda, and therefore it has to be someone who's similar to what? A Melech of Klal Yisrael. Not a Melech in terms of Dina de Malchus Adina. According to Tosfos, you're following Lo Yosher Shevet Yehuda, and you need to be one of the Scharim. You have to be Mamish Adin Shevet. So according to Tosfos, would you allow a Goyish kingship? Absolutely not. It might be true that it might be totally an authority. It might not be totally on being the biggest Talmud Chacham. And Eretz Yisrael might be better for certain areas of Isser Veheter. And in Dine Mamanes, Bavel, Reish Galusa might be different. But that's because there's a function in Am Yisrael called Malchus. Melech of Am Yisrael. And that has to come from Sheva Yehuda. But the Reish Galusa has to be a Yid. He has to be someone from Sheva Yehuda. He has to be a Melech of Am Yisrael. It's not going to now apply to Dina Malchus Adina to outside of the world. Yeah.
Would you say that compared to Jews?
But I think he's understanding the Gemara, the Torah literally, Lo Yasser Shevem Yehuda has to be Yehuda. Yeah.
Question in general about Dina Malchus Adina. How does it work if it's contradicting Din Halakha? Maybe it's according to...
That's a very, very packed question, and it might not. Might not. There's a Tshuva Zarashba and a Shach and Chesh Mishpat, and it's not clear if it does. If it goes against Halacha, then it might not.
But if we say that a Melech, if we say that we have the Hefker Bezdin.
No, we're just saying.
If it applies to a Melech, then he's not
right,
Jewish.
It's just based on
you
a Torah.
You can override
like
a Halacha. You can override Halacha.
You're saying just like Hefker Bezdin Hefker can get rid of the Yisr Gezel and override Halacha, so then so maybe you're right. Maybe according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, we have different sources. That's why it's relevant to the...
So Rabbeinu would say, even if it's against Halacha...
L'chayra. But that's an open question. Right. L'chayra, you're right. That's a great ha'ara. Meaning if you hold Dinah Malchus Adinah, the function of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so even if there would be an Isser over there, so then it would be overarching, at least in the world of Mammon, because they have that authority of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. It's a great ha'ara.
Well, why can't you take it further and say that Hefker Bezdin Hefker only is Mammon? So then Dinah Malchus Adinah only applies to Mammon things.
Well, he's saying, so let's say the Dinah Malchus Adinah tells you something against Halach in Mammon.
I think it is with like a tree. If someone's in someone's property, I think there's a difference. Like American law and...
Right, so let's say in the world of Mammon. Let's say you have a case
of
Mammon.
In the world of Mammon, fine, but I'm just asking, it only applies to Mammon and nothing else? No Isser Hefker,
like death
no...
penalty and...
Well, no,
none of that.
No, so that I think even the Rabbeinu Yonah would limit it and say you can't follow it then. The Rabbeinu Yonah is the cool over here. Now we're saying outside of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so then maybe the argument would be maybe you would have to say, I don't know, depends. What if what do you hold according to the other? According to the Rashbam, that it's Haskama of Das, I don't have the ability to make a Tanai or to get involved in something in Isser V'Heter that's against the Torah. In Dine Mamonis, I have that ability. So most of the halachos are relevant in the Dine Mamonis. If they make a law now that you have to eat treif, so we're not going to follow Tanina and Machos and Dina. None of the sources will help with that. Yeah.
So
I didn't get to your question yet.
Another question.
Yeah.
So like in a modern case today, when like there's a monetary dispute between two Jews, and like Rabbeinu would say, clearly take it to...
Well, that's another question. The Rabbeinu Yonah will not say that. I'll tell you why the Rabbeinu Yonah answered it. There's a separate Isser in the Torah to go to a non-Jewish court. You're not, if you have a din Torah with another Jew, and there you have a chiyuv to go to a bezdin because of another din in the Torah in Parshas Devarim. You can't go to our coast.
But that's why would Rabbeinu Yonah say that? He's saying that like they're in charge of monetary laws now.
That just now gives the Malchus an ability to enforce law. But if I have a personal halacha, just like I have to keep Shabbos, so I have to go to my Rabbanim. That's my chiv.
Is this idea of an authority being able to do this dependent on the concept that, I got to give me a second, that all Mammon cases, like the transaction, it's all based on Kamiros Das.
Oh,
and so when he establishes that as the normal minhag,
I think the Rashbam is like that.
Then we allow that to
Rashbam,
be the case.
I think that's the Rashbam. The Rashbam is understanding that wherever I live, I now am Gomer my Das, and now I'm willing to accept that. I think the Rashbam follows that, but I don't think Rabbeinu Yonah is going in that direction. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that, no, every Malchus has a koch of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, which I wouldn't have said intuitively. Rabbi Sai, but what's happening over here? Comes along with Tumim and says, you read Rashi, Pashup Shat, so it sounds like the Rivash, that even a Malchus of a Goyish Malchus has the ability to give the Rishus to this Dayan, Bizman Hazeh. Obama can tell me if I pass in Shaloi Kedin, right, that I'm Potter Bin Tashlumin. Frekta Tumim, Max Harvey Starbibs Takash. Umashikos of Rashi, the Nosan Lo Melech Rishus, Frekta Tumim, how could that be? Ask yourself the following question. Max Harvey asked this kasha during Seder. What does the Gemara say? That the authority of what? Of Golos is higher than Eretz Yisrael. That if you have Rishus from Bavel, then what? If you make a mistake in even where? In Eretz Yisrael?
It's fine.
Right? Yeah. Malchus of Pras is sense. Going to now pater me from Tashlumin in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Tumim, you misunderstood. Malchus of Pras is not what's actually giving the authority here. Umashikos of Rashi, the Nosan Lo Melech Rishus, that's not Rabbeinu Yonah-ish, that's not what you think you're, what we've been saying up until now. It gives an alternate pshat, not like the Rivash. The Rivash is wrong. Kavonoso Rak Lefarish, Heyach Hoyelahem Koyach Lerados Ha'am B'makel. Heim Yoshvu Tachas HaMelech. Rashi was bothered by a question. What do you mean, Lo Yosser Shevet Miyehuda U'mechoykik Mebein Raglov? What do you mean that the Melech has the, that the Rosh Reish Galusa has the ability to enforce law and they can take their sticks and whack you out, and if you're not going to look, listen, and you're not going to come to Seder on time? What does that mean? There's another Melech that they're under. How can they do that? They'll be arrested. If I touch you, I'll be arrested. I'll lose my job. You guys can just report me. Frektatumim, that's what Rashi's saying. How did they have that access? How did they have that ability, that authority to be right this Aham? On that, Rashi was saying they got permission from the Melech Pros. Ulekach Beirish Rashi, Shamelech Nosam Lem Rishos, Avaloikos of Rashi Shebeshvil Kach, Koichon Yofeh. But not that Rashi meant to say that the authority of the Reish Galusa is actually now going to come from a non-Jewish government. Who is the Tumim clearly arguing with? Well, he's saying that he disagrees with the Psak of the Rivash, that a Goyish government has the ability to give a Dayan Netilas Rishos. But who is he clearly arguing with? Rabbeinu Yonah, that he can never envision such an idea that a person in the halachic world is actually getting their koyach from a non-Jewish entity, and that's not even what Rashi meant in our daf, and therefore he paskins la'alocha shelo kedivrei harivash, and no one even meant to say that, and therefore, don't plug in on Rashi, don't plug in on Taisis. Two major mahalchim in our sugya, based on whether or not you would understand from Rashi, not from Tosfos, from Rashi, this idea. But what emanates from this Tosfos is whether or not, from the sugya, is the nature of authority in the world of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, which potentially could bring back to life the idea of the Rabbeinu Yoina. And now, Rabbeisai, special siyata d'shmayin our limud, brings us to Chanukah. Chanukah, what are you talking, Rabbi? Rabbi, come on, you're trying to stop things in. I open up the pasuk that the Gemara just quoted. What the pasuk quote? That the source for the koach of Reish Galusa is who? It is Lo Yasser Shevet Miyehuda. Right? And that's what Tosfos says, is following the koach of Malchus. That Malchus has to come from Shevet Yehuda, right? Comes along the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi on the pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevet Miyehuda u'mechoykik mebein raglo. Says the Ramban, you have to read this pasuk in Parshas Vayechi very literally. Ain in yano shelo yaser la'ilam. Don't think that it just is a haftacha that it's not going to be switched from his heritage. Rather, says the Ramban, no. Ella, that if another shevet rules in Am Yisrael, they're over in Isser. And therefore, says the Ramban, a startling chiddush in Parshas Vayechi, based on our pasuk, that the kings and the malchus always has to be from Shevet Yehuda, that the Maccabim, the Beis Hashmonai, that took over the malchus in Bayesheni, guess what? They violated an Isser. They were not, that was not appropriate. And therefore, says the Ramban, that's why the Gemara Baba Basra says, and Daf Gimel Mebeis, that anyone, v'zeh haya onesh, hachashmonayim shemolchu v'vasi sheni, ki hayu, chaside elyon v'lmolei, hem nishtaku ater v'amitzis v'yisrael, v'afal pichin nenshu onesh gadol, they got a bin punishment, ki arba b'nei chashmonei azokin, hachaside mamolchim zeh achar zeh, in kol v'urosim atzlochim, noflu b'yad oivim, you see that four of their kings were killed. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra, where is this? That anyone from Beis Hashmonai is considered an Eved, the Gemara says. And that was an Oynish on Beis Hashmonai. So the Ramban learns our Pasuk in our Gemara to mean, as excited as we are with Beis Hashmonai in the Nes of Chanukah, they tackle a violated an Isser. The Ramban holds that there's an Isser for anyone outside of Shevet Yehuda to be a Melech. Beis Hashmonai was not in Shevet Yehuda, and they violated this very pasuk from Yaakov Avinu of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. But if you, it's a Daraisa. But if you learn the Rashbam, says Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda, Hamalchus Anidin Lo Lishtachvos Lo. It's a haftacha. It's not going to be hufsuk from their zera, but it's not to teach you an iser. So Rabbeisai, how to learn our Gemara of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda is a tremendous nafkamina within the Nes of Chanukah of whether or not the Beis Hashmonai, who were not descendants of Yehuda, that they took over the Malchus, were they in violation of this Isser in the Torah from Yaakov Avinu of Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. Yeah, we didn't get up to this.